Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning on the second Sunday of Advent. My name is Jim Kless, and I will be leading you this morning as we worship and sing praise to our God. We hope that you feel as you are here with us in person. We certainly hope you are blessed as you hear the good news of God's love for you. Our order of worship is special worship service entitled Arise and Shine, Reflected Light, published by Creative Communications. Please join us now as we sing our opening hymn on Jordan's Bank, A Baptist Cry, hymn 14 in the Lutheran worship.
Good morning. The Lord be with you. Blessings and greetings to you in the name of Jesus. It's good to be with you this morning for worship. It's the second Sunday in Advent. We're going to be following the order of service as it is printed before you. Nothing out of the ordinary. We're continuing that series that we started last week. The theme for this morning is Reflected Light. So we'll kind of talk about that in just a little while. Our opening hymn this morning is hymn number 14. I invite you to please stand. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works, and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. We proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for us, and for his sake he forgives us of all our sins. As a called and ordained servant of the Word, I therefore forgive you of all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit. In the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Gracious God, you sent your Son to be the light of the world. Enlighten our darkness through his presence, so we also shine as light, holding out the word of life that overflows with grace and mercy for all people. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, ever one God, now and forever. Amen. Please have a seat.
Join us now as we sing our family hymn, Jesus Loves Me.
Yeah.
this morning is Rod Lorenz. May God open our hearts to receive the word he speaks to us through Rod.
The first reading is taken from Zechariah chapter 9, verses 14 through 17. Then the Lord will appear over them. His arrow will flash like lightning. The sovereign Lord will sound the trumpet. He will march in the storms of the south, and the Lord Almighty will shield them. They will destroy and overcome with sling stones. They will drink and roar as with wine. They will be full like a bowl used for sprinkling the corners of the altar. The Lord their God will save his people on that day, as a shepherd saves his flock. They will sparkle in his land like jewels in a crown. How attractive and beautiful they will be. Grain will make the young men thrive, and new wine the young women. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. By the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. In a world where so many experience turmoil and unrest, our faith in God has us looking to the Prince of Peace, our coming Savior, who brings true and lasting peace.
The second reading is from Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 through 16. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a rapt and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the skies as you hold firmly to the word of life. And then I will be able to boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor in vain. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Please stand, if able, for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter, verses 13 through 16.
Glory to you, O Lord.
You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ. Having heard God's word, we confess our faith together now in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please have a seat.
Please join us now as we sing our sermon hymn, O Lord, How Shall I Meet You? Hymn number 19 in Lutheran Worship. This is Your Hour with God, broadcast on tape delay from St. John's Lutheran Church, Topeka, New York, at exactly 1300 on your AM dial, Radio WXRL.
My dear friends in Christ Jesus, grace and peace to you from God our Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text that I chose for the sermon this morning is taken from Zechariah chapter 9, verses 14 through 17, and then Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. That's the Old Testament and a gospel reading that Rod read for us just a few moments ago. There was a time when he was a young and handsome prince living in his stately castle. But that was before the curse. You see, the sorceress, disguised as an old beggar woman, turned him into an ugly animal and changed all of his servants into household items. Their names are, well, now famous. Lemire, the candlestick. Cogsworth, the clock. Mrs. Potts, the tea kettle. And the little teacup named Chip. Maybe it sounds familiar to you. Hint, hint, Disney. And what do they call the prince? They called him the Beast. The Beast. That's what they called him. Because he was repugnant. He was repulsive. Hideous. And homely. The Beast. Well, the Beast was ashamed. And so he hid in a castle. He secluded himself from everyone and everything. But then something changed, didn't it? Something changed when he met a young lady. As my little twins told me, it's Belle, Dad. Belle. She came strolling into his life, and everything changed. And in the end, beauty loves the Beast, and the Beast becomes beautiful. Let me ask you something. Have you ever felt like the Beast? I think we all have at one time or another. Maybe feel or have felt a little rejected, a little alone, living in the shadows. Every one of us has probably felt that way one time or another. I think the reality is life sometimes can be messy. Life sometimes can be ugly. And I think that's the context that we find ourselves in with the Old Testament reading. Zechariah, he was a prophet. I don't know if you know much about the book of Zechariah, but Zechariah was a prophet during the time of Babylonian captivity. The Israelites were slaves to Babylon. And stuff was just messy. Life for the Israelites at that time was messy. And that's the ministry that Zechariah had. To come in the midst of mess and draw people back to God. Now, if we were to take the book of Zechariah and kind of move through it, we would see some of that mess. Leaders were kind of corrupt. Sin was abounding. There's actually a passage. It's in chapter 5, verse 7. And Zechariah encounters this woman that's trapped in what is kind of described as like a garbage can. What does that stand for? Well, she's trapped in sin, and there's this heavy cover. And see, the weight of sin was resting heavy on people. False worship was abounding at that time. Simply put, it was an ugly, ugly time. And borrowing from Beauty and the Beast filled the pages. Zechariah. And you know something, being real, nothing was or is new under the sun. If we look at the entire Bible, we see that the Beast is present. Cain murdered Abel. Saul hunted down David. One Herod killed babies, another Herod beheaded John the Baptist. how that mess and ugliness sometimes has a way of coming into our lives too, doesn't it? That beast side, that sin side is real for you and me too. I know it's a tough reality to swallow. But the truth is how sometimes that beast impacts our lives. That beast side is real for you and me. How we can be rude, nasty, sometimes defiant, sometimes angry. Losing our temper sometimes, how we can say hurtful things. As venomous words pour from our lips, and how sometimes we can just make a mess of things too. The reality is life sometimes gets ugly. And that's what sin does. And left to self, people in every generation, us included, would be stuck. Shameful. Rejected. Alone. And isolated. But the hope-filled news, the message of this season, reminds you and me that that isn't it. This season reminds you and me of God's plan and God's promise. You see, our God who makes things beautiful in His time, went to work. He did something for ugliness and a mess. He's given us His Son. And that's what we hear about in that first reading today. Here's what Zechariah said. On that day, the Lord their God will save them as the flock of His people. For like the jewels of a crown, they shall shine on His land. For how great is His goodness, and how great is His beauty. Grain shall make the young men flourish, and new wine the young women. See, Zechariah knew. And Zechariah declared that God would step in and do something about ugliness. God would step in and defeat ugliness by stomping our biggest and ugliest beast of sin, death, and the devil. And it's this Jesus who came in humbleness and did just that. He suffered, He died, He rose, all for you and me. You see, He remedied the mess. And He took that ugliness upon Himself. I guess you could say it like this. Beauty loved the beast. In other words, Jesus loves us. Us the sinner. And because He does, everything. Everything changes. You and me are cleansed. We're forgiven. We're united. We're transformed and conformed. And that's big. You see, transformed and conformed to His likeness. It's a complete makeover for you and me. That's what faith does. Because of God's love and Jesus, you and me are deemed and declared beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And by His grace, we no longer walk in darkness, but radiate with His light. You see, like jewels on a crown, faith enables you and me to be a people who shine on. Like a city on a hill, we can't be hid. Even in darkness, even in ugliness, even in the mess that so often surrounds us, we shine as hope and peace fill us. And there is no darkness that can overpower the light of Christ in our lives. None. Let me close with a little story. In February of 1954, a Navy pilot set out on a night training mission from a carrier off the coast of Japan. While he was taking off in stormy weather, his directional finder malfunctioned, and he mistakenly headed in the wrong direction. Now, to make matters worse, his instrument panels suddenly short-circuited, burning out all of the light in his cockpit. The pilot looked around, and he could see absolutely nothing. The blackness outside had suddenly come inside. Well, nearing the area, he looked down and thought he saw a faint blue-green glow that was trailing along the ocean's ebony depth. Now, his training had prepared him for this moment, and he knew in an instant what it was that he was seeing. It was a cloud of phosphorescent algae that was glowing in the sea that night. It had been stirred up by the engines of his ship. Now, this was the least reliable and most desperate method of piloting a plane back to the safety of a ship. But the pilot, future Apollo 13 astronaut Jim Lovell, he knew. He knew that was precisely what he needed to do. And so he did. He followed that light. Now, while he didn't express it this way, Jim's life was saved because of the light. Not just any light. The light of tiny creatures that contain luciferin, a generic term for the light-emitting compound that was in that algae. You know, as we think about the world, a sometimes sea of darkness and ugliness, God is using us to be the very people who contain luciferin. As funny as that sounds, and as strange as that sounds, God is using us to be the people who have the light-emitting compound of His love. And don't be fooled. We all can make a difference. And how lives can change. How people who are in very, very dark places can be transformed, rescued, as they come to know and see the light of Christ's love and His redemption through us. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand. And it gives light to all those in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. What a most remarkable gift that is, to be light, to be God's light. May God enable us to be His people in this world who shine. No matter how dark things may be, may He enable us to burst through with His marvelous light and love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
congregation's offerings are now being gathered by the ushers. This morning's radio broadcast is sponsored by Don Varga and Ray Monum, and thanksgiving for the volunteers at Terrace View.
I invite you to please stand. Let's join together in speaking the offertory. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Amen. In addition to those who are printed in the prayers in our worship bulletin, we include this morning a prayer for Charmaine After Buffalo's friend, Diana, who is in the ICU and very, very sick. We pray. In the wilderness, we cry to you, O Lord, to visit your people with your grace and to give ear to our prayers as you have promised. O Lord, the silence was broken by the voice of the prophet preparing your way. Give to your people the courage to speak Christ to the nations and to teach those still in darkness. Keep us from being ashamed of the gospel or intimidated by our fears of what others may think. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, the crowds who heard the preaching of St. John came in repentance and faith. Lead us to hear and heed the call to repentance in our day, that we may rejoice in the forgiveness of sins and seek to live as the holy people you have made us to be by our baptisms. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, the rulers of the world stood condemned by your servant John. Give us the will and courage to stand for what is good and right and true. Give to us honest leaders of integrity who will hear your word and govern with equity, preserving order and pursuing justice on behalf of all people. Protect and defend those least able to care for themselves, those in the womb, and those with frail mind or body. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, John the Baptist spoke the promise of healing to the broken and wounded. Give to all afflicted in body or mind the riches of your grace, healing according to your will, and grace to carry them through the day of their trouble. We pray especially today for Diana. We pray for all of those who are printed in our worship bulletins, our friends, our family members, and anybody else that we name before you in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, your people shed tears of sorrow and loss in the face of death. Give to us such confidence in the resurrection of Christ and our resurrection through Christ that we will be comforted in our grief and dying will be given peace at last until the day of Christ's coming when we're reunited with those who have gone before us. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, we were once aliens and strangers to your grace and purpose. As once your Son gave welcome to many, so teach us to give welcome to all people in his name. Open our hearts to be people of love, and open our mouths to speak with bold witness your saving words and works, as the prophet St. John once proclaimed the word of the Lord. Lord, in your mercy, O Lord, grant to us all things needful, and keep from us all things harmful to us and to our salvation, that we may with confidence in your will give amen to our prayers and live in contentment and peace with your good answer. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We pray together now as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. My friends, receive the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Closing hymn is Comfort, Comfort These My People, hymn number 28 in Lutheran Worship.
Please have a seat. Good morning again.
Good
to see you. Good to be with you. Good to worship with you this morning. I do pray that you have been blessed in your time here this morning. Just a quick couple of announcements before you head off for the week. Tony, on behalf of Kim, asked me to make an announcement for a Young Hearts Christmas party that's coming up. That's going to be on December 14th from 2 o'clock till 5 p.m. So there'll be movies, there'll be crafts, games, pizza, popcorn, and all kinds of other good stuff. There's a sign-up sheet, so if you're interested in being a part of that, make sure you get your name on the sign-up sheet so we know how many folks to prepare for that. What else do you want to know? Advent, we're moving along, so a couple weeks we'll really be into it with Christmas stuff. So you should have received a postcard this past week, kind of outlining what our service schedule is. So everything is going to kind of start off with the longest night service. That's on December 21st at 7 o'clock for anybody that might be interested in that. The kids' Christmas pageant, that's going to be December 22nd. And the pageant this year is during the 11:15 time slot on the 22nd. Okay, so just make note of that. There will be no 11:15 service as we know the 11:15 service. It will be strictly the kids' Christmas pageant at 11:15. So if you're interested in participating in that service, I'm sure the kids would really, really appreciate you being there. It's been a lot of hard work and time that's been put into that. So so again, that's going to be the 22nd at 11:15. Christmas Eve, there's three services on Christmas Eve. 4:30 is sort of the family service. That service is led by the members of the praise band. And then our 7:30 service is the traditional candlelight Christmas Eve service. And that starts off with a hymn sing at 7:15. And then 10 p.m. For the Christmas Eve Holy Communion service. All right. Christmas Day is 10 a.m. And that, too, is a service of Holy Communion. All right. Giving Tree. Yes. Thanks, Laura. The Giving Tree is out there. There's ornaments on the tree for anybody that would like to purchase what's listed on the ornament. You can bring those in, place them up by next weekend. Bring them in, they'll get distributed. We are also, as you can tell by the stuff that's being draped on the tree, we are also, once again, collecting scarves and hats and stuff like that. So if you want to bring those in, we'll make sure that those get directed in the right place to help folks out. Voting is taking place today. You saw that as you came in, I'm sure. If you haven't voted, please make sure you take a second before you go to cast a ballot. If you do vote, make sure that you also sign in so we know who voted, okay? Anything else before I get into the big thing? This is huge. It's a big deal. Santa's coming. Yeah. Somebody is 90, and he's sitting right in the back row. Take a look at that guy back there. He's looking. He's not behind you, John. John Sietsma is 90 years old, and what an amazing, amazing thing. We celebrate with you, John. I wish you a very, very happy birthday, happy 90 years, and many, many, many more. So it has been requested we sing to you. You all right with that? You sure? And then everybody has to shower John with gifts before you go. But in all seriousness, John, what an honor and a privilege it is to be able to share this milestone with you. 90 years, you have been a real blessing to us here at St. John's. I just think of my childhood, and you are a to our community. You have been the person that has greeted just about everybody who has walked through the doors of this church at 8:30 for a long, long time. What a blessing you are. What a gift you are to us. What a gift your life is to us here at St. John. So thank you so much. happy birthday. Enjoy your day. Make sure you're spoiled. All right, let's sing. What's that? Yeah. There you go. All right, let's sing. Let's sing to John. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear John. Happy birthday to you. There you go. All right, folks. Yes. Oh, Paige's birthday. Oh. She's 90. She's a young 90. Well, we're not singing twice, Paige. Sorry. Happy birthday to you, too. Just rewind the button and push the rewind button and include your name in there, too. There you go. All right, folks, have a blessed week. That gets us just about where we need to be. So have a blessed week. Go in peace. Serve the Lord. Thank you. How are you?
Good.
Doing good. Hey. See you. Good morning. How are you? Good. Good to see you. Doing. Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing. Thanks. Good morning. How are you? Where's your other half? Oh, is she? Yeah. Right. How are you? Yeah, so-so. Yeah. We'll get him out in a couple weeks.
The people of St. John's are glad you have joined with us in our worship this morning. St. John's Church is located in the center of the pew, one block northeast of the intersection of Transit and Broadway at 67 Litchfield Avenue. As Lutherans, we believe that we are being saved by grace alone and by God alone. That we know about the grace from Scripture alone, and that God's grace acts in and to us only through our faith. Please join with us in person in our near future. Our building is handicapped accessible. If you would like more information about St. John's or about our faith as Lutheran Christians, please write to us. We also welcome your comments and suggestions about our broadcast. If you would like to sponsor one of our broadcasts, we would welcome your support. Write or call our church office for information. Our address is 67 Litchfield Avenue, Duquesne, New York, 14043. You can also email us. Our email address is secretary@sjlcddepew.com. This is your announcer, Jim Class, wishing you God's protection and care for you in the days ahead.
Hey, how are you? That away. Good.
Going to the
Carolyn, how are you? Good.
We're talking crochet.